tumbling down.
Adieu, this is Bob Nolan and all the Sons of the Pioneers. Now, reading from left to right, there's Tim Spencer, Lloyd Perryman,
Yahoo,
Carl Farr,
that's me,
Ken Carson, Pat Brady,
well, howdy,
and Hugh Foghorn Farr.
Is ready.
All present and accounted for, riding out on the Cherokee Strip.
Come along with me to a land that is fair, where the ants and the grasshoppers nest in your hair. They drink from the jug and they shoot from the hip, and they have lots of fun on the Cherokee Strip. Come a tie, I-yip-dee-i-o-doo-dee-ay.
In old Oklahoma, they tell of a land that's famous for lizards and white diamond sand. They climb for their water and dig for their wood on 10 million acres that ain't any good.
Summertime, I-yip-dee-i-o-doo-dee-ay.
It's hotter than blazes from morning till night. The prairie dogs bark and the centipedes bite. In all of the desert, this land is the worst. The horned toads starve and the snakes die of thirst.
Come a tie, I-yip-dee-i-o-doo-dee-ay.
Whenever I die, you can bury my bones and cover me over with malachite stones. And write on my tombstone, he came here to stay, but he never stopped wishing he'd have died on the way.
Come and die, I-yip-dee-i-o-doo-dee-ay, I-o-doo-dee-ay, I-o-doo-dee-ay.
On the Cherokee Strip. Glenn Spencer wrote it, and all the pioneers got in on singing it.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, but I think you all let me and Carl sing more than we did. You see, Carl and I are part Cherokee ourselves.
Well, that's right, Foghorn. I guess the Farr brothers, like Will Rogers, can claim that they belong to the first American.
Hey, maybe I can join the society too, Bob. You know, I've got a little Indian blood in my veins.
Well, that be
that's old Pat Brady. When did you get a transfusion?
Oh, I got one. Now, Foghorn, I'm part Sioux Indian.
Sioux Indian. You're part Sitting Bull, and you know which part.
No. That's a fact, Foghorn. Sioux Indian. On my mother's side. Her name was Sweet.
Oh, it's a lie. If Pat Brady said it, you can be sure of one thing. It's a lie.
I never brag, but my temperament's firm, and I'm just a little bit wild.
Don't you listen to it.
I cut my teeth on a hunk of chain lightning. I'm Mother Nature's problem child.
It's a lie.
The truth to help me.
It's a lie.
It's a fact, says I.
He's a tall tale spinner and a first-class spinner, and the thing he does best is lie.
Says who?
Says we.
It's the truth.
Says who?
Says me.
It's a lie.
Oh, hen's feet. I cleared the way through the Indian country, and I made Sitting Bull stand.
Don't you listen to it.
I cut a club from a sycamore gum tree, then played tag with Geronimo's band.
It's a lie.
It's the truth, so help me.
It's a lie.
It's a fact, says I.
He's a tall tail spinner and a first prize winner. Everything he does best is lie.
Says who?
Says we.
It's the truth.
Says who?
Says me.
It's a lie.
Ah, shuckins. I led the troops at the Bunker Hill battle in the charge of the Light Brigade.
Don't you listen to it.
They shot my horse, but I took my saddle and I finished on the back of a renegade.
It's a lie.
It's the truth, so help me.
It's a lie.
It's a fact, says I.
He's a tall tale spinner and a first class spinner, and the thing he does best is lie.
Says who?
Says me.
It's the truth.
Says who?
Says me.
And the thing he does best is lie.
And now, a message from our sponsor. Thank you. There's a song Lloyd Perryman and I wrote a few years back which pretty much captures the idea of what goes on in a cowpuncher's mind when he's out on the range at night all by himself looking up at the stars. Maybe you, wherever you are, have felt the same way too.
Hello, way up yonder in the blue. Hello. Are there herds above below, like we once had here below, up there? Is Cody and his pals, and all the old-time gals up there, up there? Hello, way up yonder in the blue. Is the boss just like they say, that his dogies never stray, nor you? Shining out yonder in the heavens blue, I see a distant star. Sometimes I wonder if it isn't you, beckoning me from afar. Hello, hello, way up yonder in the blue. Is the boss just like they say, that his doggies never stray, nor you? The boss is like they say, his doggies never stray. Hello.
Mighty pretty, Bob and Lloyd.
Well, coming from you, Foghorn, that's a high compliment.
Oh, shucks. I just thought you might say something nice about me, too.
Well, Foghorn, you've got mighty pretty brown eyes.
Oh, no.
Shade of a maverick cap. And you have a great singing voice, I think.
Thank you.
And you play mighty hot fiddle.
That's all I wanted to know. Come on, boys, let's go.
Message from our sponsor. Thank you. Lonesome wail of a coyote can keep you awake or put you to sleep. It's all according to how much a part of the West you really are. Maybe it's because I've slept in talking distance of them so much, but to me, the cry of a coyote sounds like music.
Night shadows glow. Moon's hanging low. The stage and the setting is made. One silhouette, a sigh of regret, that's part of a heart and the start of a strange serenade.
This is Bob Nolan signing off for all the Sons of the Pioneers. So long now. This is Bob Nolan and all the Sons of the Pioneers. We're going to start things off with a happy riding song. It's Heading for the Home Corral. So start heading, boys.
When each new day is born, I go riding.
Yippee-ay.
O'er the wide open plains I roam.
Yippee-o.
Till the sun to the hills goes hiding.
Yippee-ay.
There will always be someone glad when I come home.
Yippee-ay.
Yippee-o.
And the pig.
A cowboy has to sing,
bloody,
and a cowboy has to yell,
please,
or his heart would break in inside of him
at the gates of the home corral.
Now the long day is through.